This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump said Friday that he expects to see parts of the country reopening in the coming weeks amid the coronavirus outbreak. The president, at his daily briefing, said that he thinks that we'll be hearing a lot about reopening in the coming weeks and months, most excitingly in the coming weeks.
Every day we're getting closer to the future that we all have been waiting for. I talk about the light at the end of the tunnel. We are getting very, very close to seeing that light shine very brightly at the end of that tunnel.
Trump was speaking as protests were happening across the country, with groups pushing back against stay-at-home orders in places like Idaho, Michigan, Texas, and Virginia. Earlier Friday, the president appeared to support those protests, saying in a series of tweets, "Liberate Minnesota, liberate Michigan, liberate Virginia." All three of those states are headed by Democratic Party governors. Even in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, the state of Florida has decided to reopen some of its beaches. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
There had been criticism some beaches were open last month during spring break. Some of the first beaches to reopen are in northern Florida. Mayor Charlie Latham in Jacksonville Beach says they'll be open from 6 to 11 a.m. and 5 to 8 p.m.
The whole point of having the two periods is to break up the time a little bit so that we don't see the large crowds here.
Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry points out no crowds of more than 50.
The data for Duval County is encouraging. For now, we need to stay the course and continue taking precautions. We'll get back to life as we know it, but we must be patient.
Other more high-profile beaches in South Florida, including Miami Beach, were closed by state order. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with his Russian counterpart Friday to discuss arms control. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
The State Department says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov discussed arms control and other issues by phone Friday. Lavrov indicated Russia is ready to include some of its latest nuclear weapons in an extension of the New START arms control treaty that expires in February 2021. Russian President Vladimir Putin has offered to extend the treaty, but President Donald Trump wants a trilateral arms control agreement that would include China along with the U.S. and Russia. Moscow has described that goal as unrealistic. Mike Gracia, Washington.
China's economy has shrunk for the first time in almost three decades since records began, thanks to paralyzed production and spending in the world's second largest economy. Reuters' Gloria So reports.
The slowdown is heaping pressure on Chinese authorities to do more to stop mounting job losses. At a press conference on Friday, Chinese official Mao Shengyong told reporters that China's economic performance in the second quarter is expected to be much better than the first.
There was clearly an improvement in March compared with January and February. This is a basic observation, and the progressive momentum in March should be able to continue, especially as we speed up the planning and promotion of the return-to-work policies. And as more vigorous policies continue to be introduced, I believe the second quarter will perform better.
However, the economic standstill has taken its toll on domestic consumption, which had been the biggest driver in China's economic growth. And as incomes slow and much of the rest of the world falls into recession, some analysts worry the economic decline will continue.
That's Reuters' Gloria So. Two NASA astronauts and a Russian cosmonaut returned to Earth from the International Space Station on Friday. Reuters' Adam Reed has details.
After 205 days in space on the International Space Station, NASA astronauts Andrew Morgan and Jessica Meir, as well as their Russian cosmonaut counterpart, landed in the Kazakhstan desert on Friday. Travel restrictions throughout the country meant search and rescue teams could not set up base as usual. And so the crew of the Soyuz MS-15 spacecraft headed to a Russian-owned spaceport after being extracted from the capsule. The journey isn't done there either. The U.S. astronauts will then take a 186-mile drive to the city of Kazlauda, where they will board a NASA aircraft to finally take them home. But when they've completed 3,280 orbits of Earth and a total trip of 86.9 million miles, a little further to get home probably won't bother them too much.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.